The 1962 World's Fair left Seattle with a vision of what this city could become. Boeing would lead the way for the coming space age, but some people wanted more for Seattle than prosperity. They envisioned a cultural mecca here in the Pacific Northwest. Many of these leaders came together to form a group called Allied Arts. Former Seattle Post-Intelligencer arts writer R.M. Campbell takes a look at the impact of Allied Arts in a new book called Stirring Up Seattle. I asked him to explain the origins of the organization.
So Allied Arts was a group of individuals who got together in the 50s and decided they could have a better city. City was very boring looking. There wasn't much going on anywhere. And so all these people got together, university professor and various people got together. They call it the Bear and Culture Society. And then it evolved into Allied Arts. And then there were Allied Arts all over the country, generally in smaller cities.
What impressed me at the beginning of this story was the sort of eclectic nature of the folks who came together. Were they intellectuals? Were they artists? Who were these folks?
They like to think of themselves as anti-establishment, and they really weren't, but in some ways they were. They were very arts-related in those early days, then eventually that disappeared because the arts could take care of themselves. But it was a conglomerate of all these different people.
They wanted what, a more cultural city, a more beautiful city, a metropolis?
They wanted all those things. They wanted a more interesting city. They were very concerned with beautification.
One of the things that struck me was a lot of change happened. These folks had organized before Century 21, the World's Fair of 1962. But that event, that year-long celebration, was really sort of a catalyst for what the city became. And I'm wondering how that changed the organization of Allied Arts.
Well, I don't think it changed the organization, but they were behind it.
So what role did the folks who had gathered around as Allied Arts play after Century 21 in sort of creating arts organizations
Afterwards, I think they didn't play such a big role, but in those early days, they really did, except they were very instrumental in, they were going to fence in or keep the fence around the Seattle Center, so they could charge admission just to get in. And Allied Arts fought that to the degree that they said, the people who were behind it said, well, that was really never a proposal. But it ended up not being there. So that free, open campus that was developed into what it is today.
I'm talking with R.M. Campbell. His new book is called Stirring Up Seattle, Allied Arts in the Civic Landscape. Clearly, aside from beautification, these folks had some civic vision. So what kind of Seattle did those early Allied Arts folks imagine?
Seattle was pretty provincial in those days. And we were way out, 3,000 miles from New York, you know, how many miles from California? I mean, we were just in the middle of nowhere. So that's part of what Century 21 did, part of what Allied Arts wanted to get rid of, make it more metropolitan, more cosmopolitan. And that's, you know, and they wanted to beautify the city. That was critical. And then they had a lot of other smaller schemes. I mean, they want to get rid of billboards. You know, there are pictures of streets with just one billboard after the other and all those overhead wires that were so incredibly ugly.
There's two areas in addition to Seattle Center that the folks in the city of 2014, almost 2015, can thank Allied Arts for, both of them historic districts. One is Pike Place Market, one is Pioneer Square.
Right.
What was the prevailing vision for these two areas, and what did Allied Arts imagine?
Well, Pioneer Square, they simply wanted to preserve what was there and restore it and make it a viable, I mean, it was just a terrible place in those years, and they wanted to survive, keep all those buildings, because they would have just been torn down and turned into parking lots.
So this was the age of urban renewal, right?
Right, absolutely. And of course, the Market, really, maybe in some ways, that was Allied Arts' greatest achievement, because they were the people behind it in the 60s to get that whole effort going to save it.
Victor Steinbrück was, I don't know if he spearheaded it really, but he became the figurehead. He has become synonymous with the Pike Place Market.
Absolutely, right.
He was an architect. What was his interest in this particular place that is now an iconic?
Well, I think he believed in the viability of the Market and the fact that it's central to Seattle's history, that in the early days, of course, it was where people brought their stuff and they could sell it directly to the consumer. There were a lot of Japanese truck farmers. Of course, most of them disappeared in World War II when they were interned. So he just saw what it could be. And it wasn't much in the 60s. It was really derelict.
Richard, how is it that a bunch of university professors and interested folks and a lot of architects and a few lawyers could prevail against the city fathers, and they were mostly fathers in those days, against the folks with the money who had a different vision.
Well, the market really represents the success of that initiative, represents the beginning of Seattle as a progressive city, citizen power, what it really is today, where people have an enormous influence on what happens. In those days, it was everyone met at the Rainier Club over lunch and a couple of drinks, and they decided the city's going to be. And they didn't have much imagination.
Did these allied arts folks infiltrate the Rainier Club? What did they do?
Well, they had lots of, they had part of what they had. They had all these women who were smart and they were educated and they wanted something to do. And so this gave them an avenue of things to do. They had all these petitions. They went out and they met people. And eventually this whole thing began to roll. And of course, they had was an overwhelming victory.
You worked actively covering the arts for how many years?
Oh, now you're going to make me seem old. 30 years.
30 years.
30 years.
You know, when you're in it on a daily basis, did you recognize all that was happening around you, or did you have to step back and write this book to really realize what?
I think I had to sit back a little bit to write the book because I had been out of it for a year or so. But I saw so many things that I already knew. But I was just impressed by the achievements of the city. I mean, Seattle now is a wonderful place to live. There's in my building, I live in a 3-story building, one unit's being rented, and there's this nice couple. He's a geneticist and she's a writer, and they're from New York. I said, why'd you leave New York? I mean, Seattle's not New York. She said, well, that's the reason we're leaving, because it's a city that is possible to live in.
So we can thank Allied Arts for that.
Part of that, absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
R.M. Campbell wrote about the arts for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. His new book is called Stirring Up Seattle, Allied Arts in the Civic Landscape.